Hello, I'm Fernando Augusto Pacheco, and this is the Global Countdown, first broadcast on The Briefing on the 25th of April.
And finally, on today's show, our senior correspondent and music curator, Fernando Augusto Pacheco, is with me in the studio. It's back to our regular scheduled programming, Faye, after a couple of weeks of Global Countdown specials. And since you didn't do this at the top of the show, I'm going to do it to you. Jia Huich, Faye.
Thank you, Chris. I know very well what you did. You said hello in Gaelic, right?
I did. I apologize to any Irish listeners for completely, potentially butchering that.
But you know, you said the word special. I think this is a special one as well, because this is the first time that I'm doing Ireland for the Global Countdown. And you know what?
Which is why we have to celebrate with the Gaelic language.
We have to celebrate it. And don't worry, there will be an Irish artist in the charts.
Very good. You were kind of waiting for that, weren't you? You wanted this to be an interesting one with a little bit of a local flavor.
Absolutely. But accidentally, Chris, I discovered, if you look at the Irish charts, it's an example of what's happening in the charts worldwide. I sense something's happening in the music industry right now. And the number five song, which we're going to play in a bit, I feel that in the last 5 years, there's been a lot of electropop and a lot of kind of crazy costumes and everything. But now there's a little bit of a return to basics, those kind of balladeers, a little bit of folk pop.
More mellow.
Very mellow. And I think young people are kind of craving for that, because a lot of those artists, they're coming out of, you know, TikTok. And it's kind of surprising.
We need a bit of mellow in our life. Is that basically what this is about?
Almost dull in a way, but not in a bad way, because maybe we need dull sometimes.
We could all use a bit of dull sometimes.
Sorry, that actually sounds very bad. But at number five, we have the American singer Michael Markargi with Scared to Start. Don't you wait to try? Are you scared to find it? And do you wait?
The swaying song, I feel.
And he plays golf as well. I mean, do you know what I mean? It's all very conventional. But I have to accept it's
a golfing singer. This is what we've come to, Faye.
A golfing youngster from, I believe, from Cincinnati.
A youngster who golfs as well. Like, this is, you think this is like the later generation, but okay, sure.
Number four, I mean, she's not really a balladeer, but I really like this track because it feels so honest. It's very breezy. Her name is Sabrina Carpenter. And one interesting thing about her, she came from Disney Channel. I mean, this channel, they created so many pop stars.
They have a history of this, exactly. Like, this is what they do.
Oh my God.
Churn them out.
Absolutely. And they're always very successful. And that's her first top 10 in the US, first top 5 in Ireland as well. Very important. This is Pure Sunshine. And number four, Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso. Now he's thinking about me every night. Oh, isn't that sweet? I kiss so. So you can't sleep, baby, I know.
Sort of classic pop, but not so mellow.
Not so mellow. I wonder if she plays golf. Maybe not. By the way, I have nothing against golf, by the way. I should try at some point. But
I do. I'll say it.
You do it.
I'm a tennis player. But anyway,
Teach me after. Number three, I think that we've been talking about this guy for ages. And again, he's part of that kind of folk pop melodic thing that I was talking to you about. And again, he's a young guy from the United States. I think there's
sensing
a trend
the US
there.
Theme here, a certain trend.
Absolutely.
Young guys from the US.
It's Benson Boone with Beautiful Things. Let's have a listen once again. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay.
Faye, this is the third countdown that I've done with you where we've played this song, and we had a 2-week break with a special in between. I mean, it shows the lasting power of Benson Boone, doesn't it?
I mean, he's huge. And do you sense, I think he was playing the guitar as well, so guitar is back, because guitar kind of disappeared.
Rock is back.
Rock is back in a way, right? Calm down there. But, you know, it's Benson Boone. I'm not sure if I'm a fan, but people like it. Number two...
Tell us what you really think, Faye.
Sorry, I'm very... Oh, my God, I don't know what's happening to me today. And number two, we have the English Cypriot producer, Artemas. And again, this song is viral worldwide. It's a little bit sexier and clubbier, if I may say. So no guitars, no mellow, no golf here. This is Artemas with I Like the Way You Kiss Me. I like the way you kiss me. I can tell you miss me. I can tell it this. Not trying to be romantic. I hit it from the back. Just so you don't get attached. I like the way you kiss me. I can tell you miss me. I can tell it this. Not trying to be romantic. It's a cool song.
There is an interesting mix of styles in this top five, I will say.
Yes, and if you are interested to see Artemas live, he is performing in Berlin tonight, so there's still time.
Hop on a plane, people, if you're in Berlin, might be a little easier.
And I think tomorrow he's heading to Poland as well, so he's doing super well. And this song, as I said, it's viral.
This feels very German, if I may say, in like the sort of German techno dance kind of scene. So I can see this doing very, very well in Berlin.
It is indeed. But Chris, I think we reached the moment, right? The number one song in Ireland.
The moment. This is it.
It is a big moment because he's an Irish artist. And I was waiting...
Which I didn't actually know. I wouldn't have... Yeah. I don't know. I didn't realize that. So
and
yes.
Talking about your country, Chris, he's huge in the United States, Hozier. I mean, of course, we all know Take Me to Church, which was his huge track, I believe, in 2013. Yeah, it's been a while.
Huge track. Always still played on the radio in the US.
But there's something about Hozier, and I've heard two anecdotes this week that really surprised me. Flynn, our sound engineer, he told me that his friend, she tattooed Hozier in her skin. And I have a friend of mine, she said she had sex dreams with Hozier. So there's something going
the
on
dedication.
With Hozier. There's something going on there with him. Let's find out why. And number one, Hozier, Too Sweet. You're too sweet for me. I take my whiskey. My coffee's black and my bed is green. You're too sweet for me. He's got a presence there, right?
He definitely always has a presence. I'm still stuck on the sex dreams and how that fit into the song there. But you're too sweet for me, so I guess there's something there.
There's something there. And he's the first Irish artist since Sinead O'Connor to be number one in the US as well.
Amazing. Interesting.
A lot of fun stats
Flashback
here.
Flashback to the past there
exactly.
as well.
Exactly.